Thank you so much.
You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. Breaking news tonight. Everything is breaking news, yeah. By the way, we have two lovely ladies going to be interviewed tonight. We have Shannon Lester.
Yay.
Psychic Medium. And then you have a nice website. I got to see
Thank
it.
Thank you.
I got to see both. But yeah. You have one, Carmela Tunze.
Tunze.
Like
Tunze.
Tunze. Nice website.
Thank you.
And I think it really hits your audience. It's really good.
Thank you.
See, I even look up these things.
Yay.
Anyway, we've got a couple of stories we're going to talk about. We're going to blast off somewhere. I don't know where it's going to be. But in the galaxy, that's how he's put. My cool. When I do my headlines, I go really specific. People like it when I talk to them. Anyway, you could join us tonight. We have a great show. If you want to talk about issues, breaking story out of Arizona today. But Trump, allegedly or apparently, he pardoned Joe Arpaio. And that's like to me pardoning Adolf Hitler for Latino people. He's nasty. So that happened. That happened today. And then, of course, we're going to have our eyes and ears on the big thunderstorm in Texas. And, in fact, I have a few of my friends call me, and they said that it's going to be the record number.
Wow.
It's a number 4.
Wow.
Let's put our energy and we'll pray for the people.
Yeah. I have some friends there. I have a cousin there.
In Texas?
Yep.
In Dallas?
Yep.
We'll pray.
So everybody's there.
By the way, people don't know the city, Corpus Christi, was what famous singer came from there.
Mm.
You know what singer?
No.
She was famous. Rivera. Jenny Rivera. And also?
Selena.
Yes. Very good. And she came from there. It's a very... a casual town, mostly Latino fish, seafood, and it's a resort. You go from Dallas, or not Dallas, Houston.
Mm-hmm.
You go, it's a beautiful town, but it's so sad about their whole situation. And what we're going to do is, as we have, I have breaking news, so we're going to talk about where the, let me get my little news column bulletin. We're going to talk about the wonderful, wonderful, that hurricane, it's falling right now in the greater Dallas area. Not Dallas, but Houston, outside of Houston, Corpus Christi. And it's at number 4. And number 4 means it's bad.
That's strong.
That's strong and bad. And you know what the winds are? 130 miles per hour.
So I have a goofy question about this.
Ask me anything.
I was going to actually post it on Facebook. But
yeah,
you know how most hurricanes are hers?
Yeah.
Why is this a he?
Good question. Well, they've had women on hurricanes. They've had in the past.
They're mostly she's.
They had Diane. They had, what was the other one?
Most of those are category 5s, and now this is a 4, so now it's a he.
This is a he. Five is a woman.
Okay, so that's why.
Five is a woman.
Yeah, of course,
five
because we're more tempted. Tempestuous.
Yes.
You blow.
No,
I'm just kidding. But anyway, these storms were happening today, and I called friends up in that area, and they just said to me the same thing. They said, we're just going to wait it out. And what we'd like to do, listen to our show tonight. If you're in that area in Texas, listen to us. Let's make you laugh. Let's tell you about, we've got Shannon on. She'll tell you about your life. She'll tell you a different thing. And Carmel will do the same. And what I want you guys to do is listen, and if we can get some of that negative energy out of your mind, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Right.
Let's do it. And call us.
Call us at 323-203-0815. And once again, 1-323-203-0815. And one other thing I was going to mention is that we're going to be on our 9th year coming up in May. Oh,
congratulations.
2019.
Woo-hoo. Yay.
And we're also hooking on 2 more stations. We've got BBS in San Francisco. And I wanted to introduce Shannon and Carmela to our audience in San Francisco.
Hello, everybody. Hello.
So welcome, the Bay Area.
Thanks we for got, listening.
They're, you, now they got to make appointments to see you both.
Absolutely.
So you can take a plane. Go to LAX.
I actually do Skype sessions.
I do as well.
Skype
and
too,
the
okay.
Phone is awesome.
Yes.
But they want to come to LA.
Of course. It's a good excuse.
By the way, where you live, they have nice restaurants.
They have nice restaurants everywhere.
Yeah, but they have, you know, the. I heard about a bagel place right by you.
In La Cañada?
No, are you in La Cañada?
I live in La Crescenta.
La Crescenta?
Yes.
Because they had one in Silver Lake.
Oh, my office is near Silver Lake.
Well, Silver Lake, they have a bagel place that they put crunchies.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I have to go there one day.
Crunchies and
the crunchies
bagel.
And bagels.
Well,
and they have great Italian
great
food.
Bagels.
Yeah.
They have a great Italian food.
Yes.
Over there. You're in La Crescenta?
La Crescenta is where I live.
La Crescenta.
La Crescenta.
They have a nice Mexican restaurant.
Yes.
They have a brand new restaurant. I don't know if they're brand new, but they do more of Spain. Mm-hmm. Have you been there?
Honolulu. On Honolulu in Montrose.
Honolulu.
There's a tapas place. You would love it, Shannon.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
awesome.
It's beautiful.
We'll have to go.
Yes. Yeah.
Let's go.
I'm
in the
everybody.
Tapa. Anyway, our numbers again, 323-203-0815. My social network. People ask me. CDATZKER at Yahoo. We're also on Instagram, CDatsker123 at Twitter. Instagram, CDatsker. And we're going to also get in a lot more because a lot more networks are coming up. And I wanted to welcome also people in Phoenix. You'll be on with us next week. Voice of America, we're
nice.
Adding. They'll be our family. So now we've got three. We got Phoenix, we got San Francisco, Bay Area, LA and vicinity. We're all over. We're all over
rocking
the
place. It. That's
we're
awesome.
Going all
Make
over
it
the
over.
Place. You know? And one other thing I was going to mention as we go, what a week it was. Jerry Lewis died.
I know. It brought back so many memories. I grew up watching.
You know what I watched? And I wish I had the video and I wanted to bring it in. And we got approved by the Jerry Lewis family. Mi Amore.
Oh,
he did with Dean Martin.
Yes.
Oh,
it's
I
a
love
funny,
that.
Funny song. And you know, if you know Dean Martin, he loved Jerry Lewis. You could tell. They had a
they
wonderful...
They did for a very long time work together.
Yeah. And then you know, like a marriage or relationship.
Yeah.
Then it ended. And then he came back on the telephone.
Yep.
MDA, and that was a movie by Frank Sinatra.
Yep.
He says, hey, I'll put you in the corner.
I think I actually saw that episode.
Were you there?
It dates me a little bit. But I grew up watching
that.
Yeah,
you're a young girl. Young lady.
Thank you.
But anyway, Frank Sinatra, knowing how tough he was, he would get them all on. And it was amazing because Jerry Lewis... wanted to really meet with Dean Martin. And Dean Martin did a lot of singing.
Yeah.
He would be at Vegas. Mm-hmm. Then he did his show. He did his roast.
Yep.
You remember the roast?
Yes, I do.
Roasts were fun.
Yes, good times.
And you know what's funny? Jerry Lewis was supposed to be one of the on the roast. Mm-hmm. And he didn't because
he
they
never
were
did
fighting.
That, they
but he
talking.
Did one. He did one for the Comedy Channel.
Yeah.
Funny.
Yeah.
They have Ellen DeGeneres on. She says, oh, I thought you were gay. Something like that. It was funny. Anyway... we're going to have a lot of protests this weekend in Northern California. The local authorities warn residents to stay away from the rallies in both San Francisco and Berkeley. San Francisco's mayor, Mr. Lee, said he is urging residents to boycott a free speech rally in the city on Saturday. So you know that's they don't talk that way. And there'll be no Marxism in America. Protests is planned for Sunday in the ultra-liberal Bastion of Berkeley. So, you know, San Francisco, liberal, revolution, that's what they're doing. The reason why they're doing it is they're boycotting what happened in Virginia with the Ku Klux Klan, neo-Nazis, the white supremacists, and they're not welcome at this rally. Isn't that interesting?
Very interesting.
And I got for you guys, because you've talked with people that seen ghosts or had an experience with ghosts. Well, anyway, a ghost spook. Canada's new ambassador to Ireland. It was very interesting. Someone was executed at this place in 1916, and he's a nationalist. But the ambassador says when he tried to go to sleep, he heard the shoes, the doors going, someone ringing the doors, haunting the residents. So he wants to get out of there. So what they've been doing is they're going to have different groups come in. And his name is Kevin Vickers, and he describes hearing unusual bangs, labored breathing, heavy footsteps. So we need to call out Shannon. Shannon, we need to call you out.
Ghostbuster, Shannon.
Shannon, we need to call you.
Okay, couple things. One, was this in Ireland?
It was in Ireland.
Well, that doesn't surprise me because they have a lot of this kind of stuff. The other thing is you're in a hotel. You hear bangs, you hear moaning, you hear lots of noises. First thing you don't think is a ghost.
Right.
But, you know, if he thought it was a ghost, then I guess definitely, you know.
So he's freaked out. He said, this guy's freaked out. He doesn't want to go back.
Now there's going to be people wanting to go investigate over at this place.
Yeah. For sure.
UFO investigators.
It's going perfect in. Time. Halloween's approaching.
Oh, so. Yeah, Halloween is approaching. And then, have you ever been to the cemetery tour?
You know what? I actually took myself to the, you're talking about the Hollywood Forever?
Yeah.
Cemetery. I took myself on my own tour just for the first time a couple months ago, and I want to go back. It's super cool.
Famous people are buried there.
Oh my God. It's worth the tour.
Famous people are buried there.
Well, I mean, we had a few, you know, unfortunately, the rock celebrities.
Oh,
that just
you're
passed.
Talking about.
I came across his burial.
Oh, yeah. Site, you know who else is buried? The Ramones.
Yeah. It's right next to theirs.
Yeah, Joey Ramone. Yeah. And then they had some other.
Yeah,
and
but
that's
it's very interesting. It's
George Harrison of the Beatles was, you know, cremated there. So it's a very famous place. And that's a nice place, you know, for Halloween. It's going to be, can you believe, 2 months?
Yeah, it's here. Well, I already have tickets to go to Universal, the haunted thing. I love Halloween.
Halloween
I'm like a big
fun.
Kid for Halloween.
Well, we got a haunted hayride. Have you been on that
I've
one?
Never been. I'm too scared to do that one.
I'll get you the haunted hayride.
Why Universal?
I know, but
to
me, it's not as scary. I think the haunted hayride sounds scarier. Or Griffith Park is scarier.
Griffith Park, during the daytime.
Exactly. Exactly.
Exactly.
Anyway, economic aid charged Trump on neo-Nazis. Trump economic aide Gary Cohn, who's the secretary of the economic, said that we don't need any more Charlottesville. U.S. President Trump's top economic advisor has criticized the White House response to a far-right rally that month, you know, in Virginia. Gary Cohn, who's one of the executives with the, you know, economic, he said the Trump administration must do better in denouncing far-right demonstrations. See, we give you everything on the show. That's our little report. And then there was a celebrity bodybuilder that died. Young guy. Rick Plain, he was only 46, died. Collapse. I don't know of him, because I wasn't a big fan of, you know, the wrestling. But what I heard, his name is Plana. And he died after being in a medically induced coma two weeks ago.
Sad. That's very sad.
Yeah, very sad. So we lost him. Man. And did you hear about a teenager that tried to bring a tiger cub into the United States?
No.
Did you hear about that one?
No.
Well, a teenager, and I brought his name up, Luis Idoro Valencia, he's 18. Was charged with smuggling the animal into the U.S.
Oh my God!
After they found it lying on the floor of his vehicle, if you saw a lion, you ain't gonna go in that vehicle. Okay?
Hi,
yeah, hi, lion. And then what we're gonna mention? Another quick item I wanted to mention.
You gonna watch the fight on Saturday?
No, I'm gonna be taking her class.
Oh,
so I'm not gonna
be
doing it.
No fight.
What I could do is buy it on my.
There
room.
You go, and then you can.
There
yeah,
you
but
go.
They have nobody tell you the answer.
Yeah. Nah. Well, you know, ESPN will tell you the answer right away. They'll say, by the way, this is what happened. Also, we want to pay tribute to late comedian Dick Gregory. He died last week, and he was an American civil rights activist, social critic, writer, entrepreneur, comedian. He died at 84.
Oh.
So after he died, we'll have another comedian. We talked about Jerry Lewis. During the 60s, Gregory became a pioneer in stand-up comedy for his he was really strong. We talk about blacks being discriminated. In those days, you had Richard Pryor, you had him, and you had some others. And he said, America's racist, was his thing. And do we know now what's going on? Anyway, he's done a lot of movies. He wrote a book called Talent on My Soul, which is out now. And we can't say the other one because it's a bad name for blacks. But it was a book he wrote. And then, of course, we talked about Jerry Lewis, veteran comedian, producer, writer, entrepreneur. And he died at 91. But you know what his real name was? Jerome.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Levitch. Mm-hmm. He was out of Newark, New Jersey. And what's interesting about Jerry Lewis was he dropped out of high school when he was 15.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want to come back.
Mm-hmm.
And how he met Dean Martin was, They played at the Catskills in New York, famous resort. And then that's when they became a partnership. Mm. They were partnership for 10 years.
Yeah. They did. It seemed longer because the reruns were forever.
I love Dean Martin. Yeah. I love Dean. You know, when he does, yeah. when he would sing, and then he'd get a drink, and then he'd sing.
And smoke a cigarette.
He was from Steubenville, Ohio.
Yeah.
Dean Martin's family owned a little bakery in Steubenville, Ohio. And people remember it.
Mm.
Because they remember it. They said the Italian families would move mm-hmm. to Steubenville.
Mm-hmm.
I never knew. Mm-hmm. Anyway, what was I going to say about Jerry Lewis is he has a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame, solo star, nightclubs, television shows, concerts, album recording, musical. He was in he played the devil, Damn Yankees, recently.
Mm-hmm.
They had a revival in New York. He mm-hmm. played it. And then the live Labor Day telethon, mm-hmm. MDA. And he raised over $2 billion.
Right.
So we wanted to give them rightful tributes. To all
yes,
them because
absolutely.
You know they're you don't see Jerry Lewis, and Jerry Lewis was married 2 times. Mm-hmm. First wife was Italian, Patty Palmer,
mm-hmm.
but he wasn't nice to her. But the last one, he was nice, Sandy Pitnick. So she was married to him for over 34 years,
oh,
and
wow.
he was married his other one for 30. So he was a good, I guess he stayed with women, but wasn't a good person. Also, we expect to have Ken Pfeiffer calling us about UFO investigations. He's going to talk about an encounter that happened in Pennsylvania with a UFO and a person. So it happened, I think, last week. So it'll be on. And then we're going to talk about you guys now. Time for you guys. Now, Shannon, we're going to go over your bio. Shannon's a psychic medium. And she offers theta healing. And she's classes, attractive, to get your soulmate seminar, introduction to the healing, psychic group readings, medium chat with loved ones, past life readings, angel communication, past life reading, energy reading, chakra balancing, paranormal investigation. Is that all? Did we sum it all up? No, there's more.
Probably not. I'm sure there's more.
But you know
there.
What? It's so funny because I think every couple months my toolbox expands.
Yeah.
But I think the biggest thing is that I'm known as a spiritual catalyst, which means I help to clear the cobwebs and help people
right.
grow spiritually and really walk into their awakening and embrace their path and happiness. And so that's what I do. The other things are just my toolbox, tools in my toolbox.
Yeah, just tools, man.
Help people. Get to their proper place.
I was going to say the other you've been in paranormal investigation.
I have.
And that was something when I went to Vegas. You missed a good conference. It was good. I had a nice room at the JW Marriott.
Mm-hmm.
I had this room with a jacuzzi. It was crazy. I got a masseuse in that room. I don't know how I got a masseuse in that room. But it was a nice room. And it was I met a lot of nice people, but well, a lot of these organizations, like I was telling Shannon, if you're not in the clique, you're not part
you're
of
You're not part of the group.
Yeah, but
oh,
I didn't mind.
Ooh, they were
I didn't mind
out.
Because I've been around longer than them, but I didn't want to tell them
yeah,
what
who
I
you
knew,
are.
What I, who I know.
You know who I am.
Yeah, who am I?
A lot of fun.
I had fun, man. I went to. I had to go get my phone taken care of, so I went to a brand new shopping center where they have Trader Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And Vegas now, it was in Summerlin. Mm-hmm. And I've never been to Summerlin.
I don't know.
I go, what the hell is Summerlin? So I got to see it.
I don't know. Yeah.
The homes in Vegas are 300,000, 400,000.
Right.
My area, I didn't tell Shannon, to get a townhome in Northridge by mm-hmm. the Fashion Center, mm-hmm. 685,000.
Mm-hmm.
That's
wow.
outrageous.
Yeah.
What they're asking for, that's crazy. Yeah.
It's only
anyway.
For the courtesy of or the privilege of living in LA.
These privileged people. And then Carmela Tunzi.
Tunzi.
Onesie
Tunzi.
Onesie Tunzi.
I'm going to make sure.
Now, if you want to reach, by the way, Shannon, you're on, you have an email.
Yes, I'm on
versus
Facebook,
a telephone.
Shannon Leichner, but then I also have my email, Shannon okay. Leichner, SHANNONLEISCHNER
right.
@yahoo.com.
And then people, the phone numbers we don't give out. So I don't know her number. That's it.
You can go to my website and you can actually email me immediately and I get the message.
You get the
right
number,
away.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we don't want a Kathleen situation to happen again. Good old Kathleen. Just, will she do a reading for me?
I didn't hear the Kathleen situation. Okay, maybe not.
That's a long story.
Okie dokie.
That's a long story. She wrote me, she says, maybe she knows who'll win the fight. I said, no, don't waste her time. Don't even talk to her. Anyway, we go on Carmel. She's a hypnotist. She's owner of Mind Flow Hypnotist, weight control, and manage stress, anxiety, smoking, sensation, confidence, stress, reliance, anger management, pain management, motivation, and sports performance, all fears.
Mm-hmm, and phobias.
And phobias. Fears and phobias.
Yeah, no, that's a big one.
That's a big one. And then you want to give out your phone number to the folks, or you do email?
Yeah.
Up to you.
Phone number 323.
Okay.
258.
Okay.
6516.
Got the right number. I got another one that you're going to be at a support group. Is that happening or not?
You know what? I'm always doing something, so probably. I talk
it's
at
in
the
West
Cancer
Hollywood.
Center. Oh, the West Hollywood one happened. That one already happened. Being Alive is temporarily discontinued.
Okay.
But I speak at the Cancer Center in Pasadena.
Okay.
They do a lot there, a lot of free classes. I teach self-hypnosis there. I also teach at Glendale College self-hypnosis.
Oh, how nice.
And I'm all over the place. If anybody listening out there also has a support group that they would like to have a guest speaker, a pro bono speaker, I do that. I do about 2 per month. And it's a wonderful way to learn about releasing stress and to have a free speaker come talk to your group.
Isn't that cool? You get a free speaker. You're pro bono.
Yep.
Not Sonny Bono. Pro bono.
Yes.
Pro bono. Also, I was going to give you an update. Hurricane Harvey has made a landfall in Texas right now, Category 4, and 130 mile per hour wind, and it's a powerful storm to hit the U.S. Coastline in a decade. So it's happening right now. Wanted to give everyone an update. Throughout the show, we'll give an update of what the top news is. So that's it. So let's get into you guys. You're in my top news. All right? So Shannon, tell us about your seminars, what's going on with you.
I'd like to actually talk about what just happened in where I was. I went to Ysetti Ranch, which is a huge ranch for all things paranormal, not just UFO and that type of thing. And I have to say, I mean, when you go there, the energy there is phenomenal. I mean, you feel like you're home. But they also besides UFOs and all those things, they have Sasquatch. And it's so funny because you hear at night, you'll hear something that wants to moo or something that sounds like a cow. But it turns out
scary.
Not quite
I'm running
a
already.
Cow.
Yeah.
It's like a half cow, half roar, and it's kind of neat. And you know, so just a lot of fun things.
So you hear it at night, huh?
Yeah, you hear mooing at night, which is a kind of a moo and a roar and at the same time.
Do you feel a vibration of something moving, like on the ground or something? Like, you know, I think of something big.
Like, you'll have knocks
footprints?
On the wall.
Any footprints?
Like, you'll feel knocks on the wall. And yes, we actually, there was somebody that was able to get a smaller footprint because we were able to hear little feet going on. But there was somebody able to get a picture of a smaller footprint, which is pretty
now,
cool.
Now, this animal, is it from outside, or what is it?
I actually have a theory that they're, and this is a theory I think that is widespread, but that they're interdimensional. So they can pop from place to place, and they're not necessarily just, you know, here terrestrial beings. I think that they can in and out. So it's just a lot of fun.
Sounds like a Doctor Who episode.
Yeah, Doctor Who.
But the reason I brought that up was because I actually taught theta healing at the Ysetti Ranch, and it was such a success. And so I will be teaching the advanced theta healing the Ysetti Ranch
the first week
of November. So it's in Washington. It's in Trout Lake. It's not far from Hood River, Oregon.
That's nice over
and
there.
And from Portland, it's like 2 hours. And it is. If anybody wants to experience theta, it is a great place to go. Great place to learn it too, because we do actually 4 days, so we spread it out, and it's a lot of healing, a lot of fun, a lot of great things that happen. We even have a dance party on Saturdays.
Oh, how nice!
It's just great.
Theta healing.
But then I also will be teaching theta healing in Los Angeles. I'll be doing one this weekend, but we'll be doing one again not too far off from now. So you can visit my website and get more about that as well.
More Theta Healing.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And then, and now people need to make reservations?
For the one, yes. Actually, yes. For all Theta Healing classes, you got to let me know you're coming.
And by the way, the one in Oregon, by Oregon, wherever, will you have a hotel and everything?
Yes, actually, they have lodging there at the ranch.
Nice.
And so you can have lodging and you can buy your meals there. You don't
That's
have to do
nice.
Anything except for show up, and so you can get your meals and your food, your lodging and everything.
Now, what state is this in, Oregon?
It's in Washington.
Oh, that's
Yeah, it's
nice.
Right next to Oregon. It's right on the
border.
Yeah,
fun.
Oh, yeah, loads of fun. Anybody that's interested in learning about that, it's definitely a good time.
So that's more you're doing more of an advanced
class. It's an advanced class, but the first couple days will kind of catch people up. So if you want to just experience it, I would recommend it because it's a lot of fun.
What are the dates for that?
It is November 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th, I believe. And I can double check those dates.
That's when the weather's okay.
Yeah, it's still the good time in that place. I heard that the first part of December is the hard
Well, you know, it gets cold because I was in Utah during December. Because here we don't drive in the snow.
I've never driven in the snow.
Oh, I drove. And I drove and drove and drove. And what happened was, as you drive, part of your body said, no, I don't want to go. I don't want to drive in the snow. But I did. I don't know how I did. But it was an experience. Because with braking and all that, it was an experience. But you do it, and it's amazing. It's amazing what happened. So it was fun.
I decided to drive cross country in late October, and we drove through every frozen thing we possibly
Tundra.
Could, and it was a flash freezes and ice storms, and I mean there was icicles off of the antenna, and it was just craziness. So.
It sounds very scary.
Oh,
but,
it is.
But exciting at the same
yeah.
time.
Yeah,
windshield freezes and you can't see. It's kind of scary. Yes.
Well, yeah, it is when you're traveling. When you're traveling and stuff. It's good to experience, especially a road trip, because we have our road trips and we experience people, and then they want to know about you. You want to know about them. It's fun.
It is.
You know, even
good bonding.
Contact.
Good bonding.
By the way, contact. People ask me, they're not going to have it anymore in up in Joshua Tree. It's going to be in Malibu. We'll
really?
Find out.
Oh, that's a lot closer.
Oh, that's interesting.
That'd be an interesting place. Well, they have the underwater bases in Malibu.
That's right.
I've seen it once. Where something took off. But they're going to have Malibu. We're going to find out more before the year, and then have the UFO Congress. It'll be in Arizona. And then I had some interesting things come from that. I met the guy, the organizer. He said that they were everyone was asleep, and they felt energy all over the room.
Oh, wow.
So it's an interesting thing. If you're a UFO nut, you can come in, you know.
I would love to
I'm
be
telling
a speaker.
Our pizza's late.
I would love to be a speaker at those events.
Those are nice.
Those
and then,
awesome.
Like I said, contact will be... I'm not going to Life Consciousness because we weren't really treated really nice. You know the Life Consciousness?
I didn't go, but I remember
I went,
hearing
I went, and
bits
I went,
and pieces
went with the boys.
I heard bits and pieces.
And it was a lot of money mm-hmm. for nothing. We were supposed to talk to a lot of the people, and we didn't. And that's where I met Gail.
Yes.
And
that's how we met. Right.
Yes.
Through Gail?
Well, she was speaking. Gail had the little spiritual. Yes. There's only one Gail that I know
that
we're talking about. But she was having these socials every Monday night. And,
oh, yeah.
So I started to attend a few. And this lovely lady was giving an angel reading, class reading,
yeah.
You know, like. And I was really intrigued with the whole angel cards and angel. I was really connecting, actually, in a really cool way to angels. I'm not sure if I can share the story really quickly.
No, go ahead.
Fascinated
go
with
ahead.
The angels. Well, prior to that, I was going through my own physical challenges, and that's why I like healing and all of this, you know, world. And I was really concerned at one point, and I had a roommate living with me at the time, but the night before we spoke the next day, I said a little prayer, and I asked Raphael, the angel that protects healing, to just kind of look over me while I was sleeping. It was just like a prayer that I was kind of saying every night. And the next morning, my roommate looked at me, and she said, "What were you doing at the edge of your bed?" And I was like, "What?" I said, and then she begins to describe to me, you know, this animated, big, you know, person with, like, hair like this and, like, something that looked like wings. And I was like,
wow.
Oh, my God. I said, and I didn't tell her. I said a little prayer to Raphael. Anyway, I went through a really strong period of really connecting with angels. And so this lovely lady was giving a class. So, of course, I had to go, you know, hear all about that. And so as she was speaking, it wasn't even what she was saying. I just had this connection with this lady. And I said, I want to have her at my house. And I did. I went up to her afterwards. And I said, I want to have you at my house. Because she was doing these group readings and stuff. And then she had really bad hair that day, too. She was experimenting with her hair, and I'm a hairdresser, so I was like, I want to fix your hair also. So anyway,
so you fixed your hair?
Well, the hair came after, but she came to my house. And,
well, was that Gail had a thing on Monday with John of God, and she was trying to get people.
Right. Well, that was before John of God. Yeah, no, this is way before.
What happened was, I got my master's Reiki through her.
Yeah.
Then
so did I.
She said, I'll give you money, and I'll go to John of God. All right? So I get, then she gives me a really, I forgot what it was, to help me with my life, and it was crazy. Then she says to me, it'll be another $100 for something else. I go, what? And she just tell me. And it ended up nothing.
Yeah.
But it was good. I got to, at least I got Reiki.
Yeah.
And then I met her, you know, at the LA Life Consciousness. Yeah. That was about it. And what I do a lot of time is I like to have them on to find out where they're at, you know.
Right, right.
And she wasn't ready to talk to me, so I knew.
Right.
I knew that I've come from a different level now. Mm-hmm. And I just oversaw her. Isn't that weird? Yeah. How you meet people? She didn't even want to talk to me, didn't. You didn't want to say anything. Meanwhile, she's got some issues that I didn't want to talk about. But anyway, it was fun. So now you guys met. She came to your house.
That's it. So we're friends. And you know, after that, we clicked. And
this is our first show together.
Yes. We've been wanting to sit together here as friends and business people.
Yes, and we've actually done workshops together.
Yes.
And they've worked out really well. And we haven't done one in quite some time. But
no, it's been a while.
Yeah, do one.
We have this connection, and we just hit it off.
You know what would be a good place? There's a church over here, and you get the room, that big room. They do for charities. They're called the Church of something of Light or something over here on Ventura Boulevard. That would be a nice place. You can guide a lot of people.
Because
I go there for the UFO stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We end up going there. And then I go, it's 10 o'clock. Do we go home? Yeah, because they have these speakers that go, you know, I'll tell you about the moon. And it's funny. MUFON, I met Richard Dolan. And I was at a table. This is a funny story. A lady wasn't going to give him a chair. I go, this is Richard Dolan. You give him a chair. And I got to talk with him.
Cool.
And he's one of the UFO guys, and he's talking about a vision he had, and it was very interesting. Then I didn't see him again, because that's the kind of place it was. You see people, then they sold their products, and the people who sold the products, you know, you seen them, but it was like a marketing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what MUFON has become. Anyway, so he was very interesting, and I met other folks. I met a guy who has UFO Network,
mm-hmm.
and I met the head of MUFON. And he was very nice. Had a good time. Anyway, so now tonight let's talk about people out there. Some people have lost their jobs. Some people have gone through someone's death. Someone's gone through anxiety,
mm-hmm.
weight gain.
Mm-hmm.
Things happen.
That's
negativity.
Right. That's right.
So tell us how you can help them.
I can help them in any which way. So somebody calls, let's say now, and they're having an issue. Let's talk about anxiety for a minute.
Okay, go ahead.
I have a lot of clients that come to me for anxiety, and sometimes when they come, I try not to look overexcited, meaning
right.
I get really happy that I know that I can help them. And the number one thing that happens that I tell them straight off the bat is anxiety is fear of something in their future, that they're actually seeing it in a negative way. So, you know, using different tools that I have, NLP is one of my biggest things in the toolbox. Like Shannon was saying, you know, my toolbox keeps growing, but my go-to is the hypnosis and NLP. In NLP, we're actually changing their neural association with their visual outcome. And so it sounds
someone
fancy.
Out there saying, she's fancy. Talking these fancy words.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds fancy, but it's very simple. Very simple.
Tell our folks in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. All you have to do is imagine a picture of what you want your life to look like and step through that. And you know what? It really can be that easy. I mean, it's a little bit more involved, but if you're looking at the future and you can only see it dimly or in a scary way, how can you not be anxious?
Right.
How can you not be anxious? And so many people are conditioned to think that way because it's like a, I like to compare it to the vinyl, you know, the old vinyl with the grooves.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the subconscious vinyl mind has had this groove going and generating for quite some time. They learn the patterns from very young. And some of the stuff that we'll talk about might be similar, like with Shannon. You know, we approach it in different ways. But the subconscious mind has been programmed from 0 to 5 years old. And we learn through modeling our parents, our environment. And it has no choice but to repeat the same pattern over and over again, especially with limiting beliefs or thoughts or seeing negativity. And right. So my job is to go in there and kind of scratch the vinyl and scratch a new groove into it by using the tools that I use.
Now, I had something that happened to me. I can share it with everybody. You know, I was in intense prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a prayer, and I just prayed like 40 times of this prayer, a Japanese prayer. I just prayed it. Well, I wake up the next day, and I'm seeing a former girlfriend come through the prayer.
Oh, cool.
And I'm not thinking about the person.
Yeah.
My mind is not thinking about them.
Yeah.
But someone's drawing them in. Isn't that weird?
It sounds like it's similar, not the same, but have you heard of Ho'oponopono?
Heard of it.
Okay, so Ho'oponopono is the mantra where you repeat, and some people do it in this way: I'm sorry, I love you, please forgive me, and thank you. I tested that one time. Actually, I work with that with my clients a lot that have stress, and it's a layer of, you know, moving past, you know, resentment and et cetera.
Right.
But like interesting things like that will happen. People have breakthroughs, or they'll have different insights or aha moments because you're saying it without intention, but just kind of from a healing standpoint.
Right.
So it opens you up.
Well.
Yeah.
I've used that for a couple people that have been difficult in my life, and I've used that and just to send the energy, and they turn around.
Yeah. And so it's like a miracle.
And it felt good. You know, it felt good what happened.
Yeah.
And I said, oh. And what happened? I didn't understand at the time it happened, but it happened.
Yeah.
And then what eventually happened was I did it again, and then I felt more at ease. And I needed to let it out.
Yeah.
And it was really interesting. And then the person came in a different form.
Mm.
And it was just, but I knew it was the person because I was in a room, but I was up this way watching.
Cool.
Isn't that weird? It was weird really for me, neat. But it was just how
that
it happened.
You disassociated yourself, which is a better way to look at a picture.
Yeah.
That's really how to do it.
Well, we had, you know, like when you do a radio show, you get the co-hosts, you know, as you know. Come on,
I've met a few.
Yeah, you met a few here. Come and go. And what happens is a lot of times is you don't want to hurt them. You don't want to, you know, and my thing was trying to get out of a bad situation and letting the person grow.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed I was very, that's it, no more.
Mm-hmm.
And the person left.
Oh.
But the person wants to come back.
Oh.
But I don't want him back.
Oh.
Because it creates a whole, well, it creates a whole.
A whole other dimension. Yes.
Yeah, because then they, the soft side of me, they can borrow money. Second, they could do, Shannon, you can do other things. But what it taught me was how people are so manipulative.
Mm-hmm.
And then I prayed, gone.
Yeah.
So you're right. It gets rid of all the negative stuff.
Not for your highest purpose.
No.
I mean, after a while, when you get to that vibration or that kind of way of looking at things, you can see things a little bit more clearly. Like, I'm so empathic now. I mean, I know, you know, what I want to be around and what I don't want to be around. And I actually had somebody unfriend me today on Facebook because I put up a funny joke, and I think they took it.
Funny.
Yeah.
I saw it. Yeah,
but
I
mean, I put up silly things all the time just for fun because life, you know, is supposed
life
to be
is
fun.
Life, yeah.
And then I looked and I'm like, boom, I'm unfriended from one particular, and it had nothing to do with this person. But, you know, when you're at a higher vibration, if you will, you're not out to get anybody, and people have their own stuff. And so, you know, you kind of like separate like oil and vinegar, you know, it just kind of, it's not good or bad. They're on their path and you're on your path. And, you know, that's just the way it is.
Well, what's interesting was I got to see your website, and I thought it was cool.
Yeah.
But, you know, people, what it is they're suffering.
Yeah, and that's
gotta be suffering.
And there's a lot of people suffering. And so.
And they're going through a lot of.
You have the tools.
Their own stuff. And you can see it even when you're driving on the freeway, people will drive very fast. Like I was going on the San Diego freeway, and a lady just wanted to go close to my car. I'm going tailgating, you know, going into my car really fast.
Yeah.
Then, the traffic started to get, you know, fast. ran over another car to go to another lane.
Oh, wow.
It just didn't make sense.
Yeah.
But the woman was so angry.
Yeah.
You could tell.
Yeah.
She just wanted to use that as a way to hurt, to get to her thing.
Yeah.
I was really, you know, it's interesting what you're saying. Now, when you talk about subjects, you know, performance.
Can I say something about
that? Sure.
Because there's a huge energy that's going around right now, and the energy is, it seems to me, what I've been noticing with a lot of my clients and everything are boundaries. That is something that is really coming up, and there's been a large energy of awakening. A lot of people are waking up, and they're looking at their lives, and they're saying, is this it? Is this what
right.
I want in my life? Is there something more in my life? Is this my path? They're asking a lot of questions. And somebody asked me the other day, they said, what about the people who fight the awakening? Because there are people there who are fighting the awakening. And that is usually when you'll notice people who are having a horrible time with life. They're considering suicide. They just can't seem to get it together. And things just keep falling and falling through for them.
Right.
And so I always say, you know, when you have these issues and you just seem like you just can't get it together, take a step in the direction that you feel comfortable with. Take a step in a direction that is your passion. Because once
right.
you take a step in that direction, you start to clear the energy that is holding you back, and you can move into the direction of awakening. But there is an energy of really creating boundaries right now. Because if you notice, there's a lot of people around, even in public at this moment, and even with these protests,
mm-hmm.
there are boundaries.
Right.
People are saying, these are my boundaries. I don't know if you noticed on Facebook, but they had this video where there were protesters and there were people protesting too, where they were saying all lives matter.
Right.
And so the protesters actually stopped protesting, walked over to where the people were saying all lives matter, and they all started hugging. And they videotaped
oh, that's
and said,
cool.
This is what we need. This is what we need, is we need unity. We had this one with the riots.
How about media that shows the truth and shows all angles
exactly.
and not just
yeah.
one-sided?
That's
my two cents.
Exactly.
Well, that's all right. You're because, you know, even with what's going on with the president and all that, why can't we just have a president that talks the truth? Don't lie. See, the problem, what I have with the president is, if he's going to lie to you about something that's not meaningful, then
right.
he's lying about other
big.
Things.
Yeah.
And it sets up a point where people want to believe in this country, you know, just to give you an idea.
Mm.
And I find, even out there when I talk to people, they lost that, I guess from Watergate or whatever, but we've lost that innocence that we had. And that's the problem with people trying to think that everyone wants to live their life, you know. We all have different lives. We all have different feelings. But what happened the last couple of weeks shows it's shifting. You saw a big shift?
Huge
I see
shift.
A shift. I see a shift going on. Even I was out by the airport. I had to drop a friend of mine off, him and his wife. And I noticed people coming in. They have no face. Walk. No face. I never seen that before.
Mm.
You know, because you see people, they're happy to be here, get off the plane. But these people weren't happy. They just got off the plane and not happy at all.
Yeah. I have a quick observation. I have a visiting relative here, actually, from Spain, a young man.
Uh-huh.
He's traveling right now. But we were out hiking yesterday or the day before. And I noticed one thing as far as this boundary setting and or not setting. It seems like that when we're all together, that's when the boundaries occur. That's when what you said, no face.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. Nobody looks at each other. Everybody's in a rush. It's like, almost scared to interact.
Yeah.
But when you step outside of that, when you're like in nature, I was pointing out to him, it's hi. So it's a completely different frequency. I think we need a little bit more of that, like just mm-hmm. getting in touch with, you know, our environment and taking a deep breath and letting it out slowly.
Let the
out.
Air go. Yeah.
I think we need to get back to humanism. We need
to get back to humanism because I noticed that lately the young people especially where I've been are angry. Let's
yes.
stop the anger. That's where you can help them.
I can help them with anger. I mean, I have different thoughts, and Shannon is a pro with kids. I mean, I'm going to let her say a lot about this, but my two cents again is that, you know, there's this whole conversation with millennials, right? And that they feel entitled, and this is the conversation. But on the flip side, it's not their fault. Like, I have an 11-year-old child that's going to begin working with me because of anxiety, and he can't concentrate at school. He's bored. And I looked at him in the screening, and I said, look, I'm going to help you. I get that you're really frustrated and you think that you're not good at school, but part of it is not your fault, because from very young, society has given you gadgets that move so quickly. So right. How are you going to pay attention in class when the teacher can't talk to you directly or speak fast enough for your mind? And right. So that's my 2 cents about the anger.
That's all right. You can put 5 cents.
Okay. Okay. But six Shannon cents. Has kids, so let go.
Well, I think it's also part of the, you know, their old soul syndrome. There's a lot of old souls coming in right now. And yeah. There's a lot of, I've been there, done that, and mm-hmm. teach me something that I don't already know. And kids are getting bored. And it is the instant gratification thing.
Right.
But I wanted to touch on the anger thing a little bit. Like Carmela, I have different ways of handling it too, but I also help people with anger and with old resentments, because we pack away so much stuff, and we think, oh yeah, I've already handled that, but all you've done really is stuff it away.
Yeah,
and put it in a different cabinet. I also have this method to actually get rid of it, where within 2 minutes people can't even remember that they had it, and you ask them.
True.
I mean, if people going crazy and I'm angry at this person, I can't stand them. Within 2 minutes, they're going, oh, I don't remember what that thought was. And so that's the great part about it, is this type of energy is easily eradicated and it's easily redirected. And with our kids, all we right. need to do is redirect them in
yeah,
a
redirect
different,
the
a
thing.
Way.
I saw a kid trying to communicate with his mom with a cell phone. Mm-hmm. And you could see she was having a hard time with him, because the cell phone, even walking, he didn't care if there were cars coming.
I see that all the time while I'm driving. Adults, not just kids.
Yes. Adults do it.
I go walking and they're not even looking at all.
Yeah, they go boom, boom, boom.
Don't have your face on the phone when you're crossing a boulevard.
Yeah, and I notice that the parents are coming from a different angle, because a lot of them just give them the cell phones and that's their world. Mm-hmm. And while the parents should be parenting, mm-hmm. are not parenting.
Right.
Yeah, that's what's going on.
With us, it was the TV was the babysitter.
Right.
And now it's the gadgets. The gadgets are the babysitter.
Yeah. The gadgets, you know, if they don't have the iPhone or the iPad or the whatever, and they're coming out with a new watch, better than the one.
Yeah.
People get involved with the gadget rather than their lives.
I actually, when I'm working with clients, teach parents to come together as one strong unit when you're parenting. I'm glad that you brought that up. That's one of the things that I emphasize with them, is that if you have two parents that are telling the children two different things, they're going to learn to what we call triangulate. Mm-hmm. So they'll go to dad and say, oh, dad said yes, and mom, since mom said no, I'm going to go, and I'm, you know, so they feel like they're not accountable. They become manipulative. And so when I'm working with parents, it is you don't have to be together. I mean, you could be separated, divorced, but as long as you have one child that's going to speak to both of you, then you have to always make unified decisions. So the child actually learns respect that way. And they're, you know, the confusion of who do I trust is not there, because they learn to be very untrusting if that's done.
And they see it because, you know, the parents, when they went through their situation,
right,
the child says, "What happened?" You know,
exactly.
And they wanted them to come back.
Yeah, but they more than that. You can be in the same house or two separate houses, but just have one solid decision, one solid thing. You can't be playing
favoritism.
Can't do 50
different things.
No.
Yeah, I see it in covering news. I see that too.
Yeah,
and I think the biggest thing is that parents should not use their child as a weapon.
Right.
It's true. You know, I'm divorced and I share children with a man, and we're actually good friends. And mm-hmm. and
that's
we
cool.
have come together to be on a good level field, uh-huh. and we discuss decisions together, and we don't use our children, because that creates the anger. That creates the problem and the holes. You know, it's like when you start using your child as a weapon, there's something wrong with you. Then you really need to look at that and say, why am I using somebody else and hurting an innocent soul?
Well, no, it is true, because, you know, the kids are caught in, the both parents are caught in, and then it creates a, like a rubber band effect.
Yeah.
I call it rubber band. It was like I had to go to a movie studio 2 weeks ago, and you couldn't find this place. And, you know, when you go to Hermosa Beach, mm-hmm. not Hermosa Beach, it was Manhattan Beach.
Oh,
they have a big place, but I didn't see movie center. It's a media. Media can mean anything. It can be journalism. It can mm-hmm. be So we go there, and the guy goes, oh, got to go to the other gate for the movie. I go, where's the other gate? Because it was like a unusual place, because you have shopping,
right.
Shopping, and then this place. But anyway, I eventually got there, and it was just very interesting what they had. They're trying to promote the community, which is nice. Anyway, we got only 1 minute, but go ahead. Tell us how
we're passionate about what we do.
I know.
I think we could talk for hours about this kind of stuff. Yeah,
tell us again, how can people reach you?
Well, I'm going to say real quick, I think it is both of our passions, Carmela and mine, to help people find their happiness in life.
Right.
So that's the biggest thing.
Absolutely.
But to reach me, ShannonLeischner.com, ShannonLeischner.com. And it's also ShannonLeischner at Yahoo.com. And I'm on Facebook, so I'm readily available.
By the way, could people pay you on through PayPal?
Absolutely, yes.
PayPal.
It's ShannonLeischner at Yahoo.com. Yeah.
And I am Carmela Tunzi at Mindflow Hypnosis is my business name, mindflowhypnosis.com. Or you can call me at 323-258-6516. Carmela Tunzi is my Skype name. If you mention the show, then I'll add you. If you don't mention the show, then I don't accept. Not anybody on
Skype.
Hey, man.
Mention my show. But anyway, they're around, and if you want to make appointments with them, you can.
Absolutely.
We'll have them back.
Yes.
Yay. We'll have them back.
Fun.
Next week, we're gonna get into the life of Jerry Lewis.
Aww.
We're going to have some people that knew him. We're going to talk about Dick Gregory. I'm going to have a thing with Jose. Remember my buddy,
Jose
Escamilla? He's doing good. He's having a big surgery with the heart, so we'll pray for him.
Mm.
Yeah, he's got his issues with diabetes, alcohol, heart problem, and I
send him my way.
Huh?
Send him.
He should. The problem with him. How
There's
you gonna get paid?
Catch.
How you gonna get paid? That's
a
that's
a
the
minor
problem.
Detail.
Minor detail. That's it.
Go
anyway,
fund me.
Yes.
Hey, someone else. Someone else. And then I was gonna mention another thing about our show. What we're gonna be doing is we get people want to go. We may go this year to the UFO Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Up in Scottsdale.
Oh,
so if
I love
anyone wants
that.
To go,
I
maybe
go. I'll be
anyone
there.
Want to go, we're going to have a little trip. Then what we're going to do is I've been trying to affiliate with Rock and Brews, which is owned by Kiss, trying to travel to Hawaii, all the places
fun.
That they're opening.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting in contact with Rock and Brews. I know you're listening out there, but what we're going to do is we want to go to all 50 all over the country
fun.
And do
cool.
our show.
That's awesome.
And then we're going to do it. We're working it out, the details. But it'll be fun going to a restaurant. We go, hey, I've been to that. You know. They're located in El Segundo. And there'll be one in Pasadena.
Oh, okay.
In Old Town.
Oh, that's near me. That's my hood. Near
that's
my
hood. The good Mexican restaurant right by in Old Town.
In Old Town? Oh, there's a few. I don't even know.
Yeah, there's one.
Yeah.
But I like Old Town because you can
walk
around.
Yeah, Old Town's really cute.
Tomorrow we'll be in Torrance.
Yes.
We'll tell you about Torrance. We'll do our little book review on Torrance.
Yes, we will.
There's funny when I go to these places, they go, "Sir, where are you from?" Because we're doing our, I was meeting with Sam, so I went to Manhattan Beach.
Mm-hmm.
I went on the beach.
You did.
I got so lost.
Oh,
I went on the beach. It was nice.
The beach is nice.
Yes,
it's
it is.
Pretty.
But you know, when you go to Manhattan Beach, what's funny is all the car pileups.
Mm.
People trying to get in. And then people go, "When do you move?"
I was at Ventura this week. It was beautiful.
Oh,
there's nobody there.
Nice.
We ate at a fish. I'm going to plug their restaurant because I love it. I think it's called Fish House on the Pier.
Oh, nice
really
place.
Good. Really good. Yeah.
Our good buddy, Laura Eisenhower, is out there.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Laura Eisenhower's out there.
She's moving, I guess, to Montana. Who knows? In this world, they come and they go. But anyway, we want to thank you both for coming
on. Thank you for having us.
And then next week, we're going to get into the life of Jerry Lewis. We're going to talk about a UFO event that happened last week where a guy came out of his car and saw a UFO.
Oh, neat.
Outside. Yeah, so we're going to try to get the guy. It's going to be fun. Anyway, I guess that's it, right? As they say on TV.
We're good. Okay.
We're good. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you.
And good night from Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah, we have to think about that.
Yeah. Where are we?
Yeah. You know what happened? And I had Amber on. I said, where are we calling from?
You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker.